the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
We just got done with summer, Gary. What's the beach music?
Well, I was playing off the geology part, so I figured volcanoes was the...
I don't know where I'm going to go when the fissure opens up. We've got Mike Conway, research scientist at the Arizona Geological Survey at the University of Arizona, joining us on the line from Tucson. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us here at Rosie on the House.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Good. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah.
So what is...
My pleasure.
Before we talk about what 4 inches of rain does to our soils, let's back up a little bit. And how does one become a research scientist at the Arizona Geological Survey?
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of different pathways. In my particular case, I was very interested in volcanoes, so that song was very fitting for me. And I actually started working on volcanic fields up in northern Arizona years and years ago. So that's how I got involved.
Do you have a prediction on when what is that? Sunset, not Sunset Crater, but the one right next to it?
Well, it is actually the San Francisco volcanic field, which includes Sunset, is considered to be an active volcanic field. It doesn't erupt frequently. The eruption, the period between eruptions is about 2,000, maybe 3,000 years, and Sunset erupted 1,000 years ago. So we do anticipate other future eruptions up there, probably to the east of Sunset Crater.
And active in the nature's world is definitely a lot longer of a time frame than what we refer to as active.
Yeah, that's right.
Every 3,000 years.
You bet. It's not a human scale time frame. But it's worthy to point out that when Sunset Crater erupted, there were people in the vicinity. The Sinaguan Indians were there, and they were inconvenienced by it and actually had to migrate out of the area down to the area around Wupatki.
Inconvenienced would be a nice way to put that. Could you imagine waking
sure.
up? You don't have a truck. You probably don't have enough horses for everyone in the village.
Well, and at that time, they probably didn't have any horses. So it was a matter of simply walking down. They went down slope from about 7,000 feet to about 5,500 feet at Wupatki. And it's only a handful of miles away.
Man, well, we thankfully didn't have to. We live in a time where we can jump in a truck and have a few possessions and be a little bit more comforted.
Right.
So from the volcanic fields up in northern Arizona down to Tucson at the University of Arizona, what's your day spent, what's your day consist of now?
Well, at the survey, we do a lot of basic mapping, geologic mapping of 7.5-minute quadrangles. So half of our team, our research team, is actually, that's what they spend a lot of their time doing. We also spend a lot of time investigating natural hazards in Arizona. That includes earth fissures, landslides, post-wildfire debris flows, and things of that sort. We just published a thematic map online that shows the location of over 6,000 landslide deposits in Arizona.
And was that all recently, those 6,000 landslides? Was that just in,
yeah,
in what
that's
time frame?
A great question. No, in fact, a lot of this was done using Google Earth technology, using aerial photography. And so we haven't explored or investigated on the ground each one of these. So the timing of when they occurred is uncertain, but the deposit is still fresh enough that we can identify it. So we're probably looking at most of these deposits having been formed sometime in the past 1 to 2 million years.
Okay, so it's safe to say we're all right for now.
Well, there are landslides occurring with a great deal of frequency. We actually see landslides every single year and debris flows every single year. What we're trying to do, of course, is to understand where they're going to happen next, we need to know where they've happened in the past. And that was the purpose of this mapping.
And you said you've posted that online. How does somebody...
We have.
Where would I find
our
that?
Okay. It's actually pretty easy. It's at our home site, which is azgs.arizona, arizona.edu. If you go there, simply go to the Center for Natural Hazards, and it will have, we have a series of 8 hazard themes there, and you can select that particular hazard theme of landslides.
And there you've got a great picture of the landslide that happened on the road up to Page. What was that, about 2 years ago?
Right. That was, I'm going to say that was 2013.
Oh, my.
And it closed that road for 2 years.
And all the traffic got routed on a temporary road that was cut through the Indian reservation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I forget the name of that road. And they groomed it. It was up there originally, and they groomed it, and then they paved it. It was an extraordinarily expensive venture that is fixing the landslide and fixing the road so that hopefully it won't happen again. I think it ran over $50 million.
To get to a very small populated town, but
that's exactly right. But the folks from Page actually they noted that they lost a lot of income during the period of time when that road was out because people weren't getting there.
Well, I'm the tourist in the houseboat industry on Lake Powell for those 2 years. I'm sure was significantly damaged.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is a great resource for Arizona homeowners. We're going to come back and talk about earth fissures, which is the main topic that we brought in. Mike Conway, the research scientist at Geological Survey at the University of Arizona.